Guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I got another fun article I'm going to read tonight. It's about 15 reasons why women love older guys. If you just watched a video I put up literally right next to this one, if you're on my main channel, I talked about why older guys like younger women. I think most of them were, you know, were pretty spot on. And I like to read these articles because it's really easy. I mean, there's probably 17 billion other guys on YouTube, you know, saying here's why, you know, we like women like this, and here's how you pick them up, and so on and so forth. And as a matter of fact, I covered that in one of my other videos. But this one's a little bit more about, the reason why I like to read these articles is it's because it's how society sees. So if it's accurate, great. Well, I haven't read this one ahead yet. If it's accurate, great. If it's not, then I'll poke fun of it, and we'll talk about why guys or why women really do like older guys. And we'll jump in and interact with it here. So let's get started on this. 15 reasons why women love older men. Do you have a friend who, and I guess this is written for women because it says, do you have a friend who has always liked older men? So I'm guessing maybe they're writing this to women, which is fine. So it's a woman's spin on it, which will be interesting. And by older, we mean at least 10 to 15 years older. What is the attraction of what makes guys her age such a no-no? In the other video, I talked about, like, most women that I've dated are between probably 8 and 18 years younger. So, and again, that wasn't, they were after this because God knows I don't have any money. Well, to answer these questions, a team of researchers set out to understand the science between the attractions between a young woman and older man. Well, for starters, men prefer women between ages 20 and 24, regardless of their own age. Shocking, I know. But it's an interesting chart that the chart that they showed shows women liking men kind of right around their own age, as they, you know, plus or minus 1 or 2 years. Where guys, it's kind of like as guys age, the women's age is just flatlined right across. So it's always kind of funny. This means that young women in this age bracket are already naturally predisposed to attract an older man. This is because men think that a woman is at her best in this age bracket, and the moment she surpasses it, she begins to decline. It's called, come on, gentlemen, the wall. Even better, the research deciphers why these young women don't have a hard time getting into romantic relationships with these older men, as opposed to men who are, of course, focused on level of attractiveness and fertility. When women get more financially independent and confident in themselves, their focus changes from the hottest hunk in the hood to the guy who can provide material resources and is mature enough to be in a relationship. Additionally, the age preference also increases. Hence, these women find themselves dating older men for various reasons, including the 15 listed below. Actually, this is pretty accurate. It's written by Vivian Eiching. So I'll give her props on that. She's spot on. This could be written by any one of us bachelors and single guys here. So I think she's dead on there so far. Let's see. According to a Whisper confession, guys who are the same age as their partners seem like young guys. This can be explained by the fact that an older man is more established, so his vibe will be more about mature, refined, and sophisticated. For example, an older guy has a great house, really nice condo, an admirable career going, and has money saved or invested. To most ladies, although older men don't have the energy to be half as fun as their younger counterparts, it's really super attractive to hear a man talk about the latest stock market trades as opposed to who won in a game of pool at the club. All right, so let's rewind here a little bit. They are more established, i.e. money. They have financial resources because they talk about it right here. They have a nice house or condo, admirable career, has money saved or invested. And I've never sat down with a date and talked about the stock market trades, ever, never. We talk about fun stuff, motorcycles or you know, I don't know, politics, current events. We talk like anybody else would talk. It's not like we sit there and, you know, pull out the Wall Street Journal or, you know, the Financial Times and start going through it. Older guys have more enticing conversations as opposed to their younger counterparts. This is mostly because they are well-read and not on the best muscle gainer, but rather self-improvement novels and literature. As a result, a younger woman will be enticed with the crazy pack of knowledge the guy has, finding him more interesting. In more serious cases, these ladies will comfortably seek advice from these men in order to also sound sophisticated and cultured. Additionally, in the event that they attend serious conferences, they will confidently add relevant and witty comments to a discussion. A man who can hold conversation and impart well-informed and educated opinions during discussions is always a turn-on. I said it before again in the other video, but I'll relate it again, that the young woman that I was dating, she was 26, I was 44 at the time, so we had 18 years difference. She said, you know, not only did she appreciate me as a friend, she was attracted to me, but sometimes she'd joke around when she had a question about something and I'd help her with something and she'd call me a mentor. And not fix something for her, but explain certain things and why the world worked as it did and why people think the way they do and so on and so forth. Doesn't mean necessarily my opinion was correct or it was right, but at least I had knowledge and an opinion on the subject instead of, And to say that we're maybe not on the best muscle gainer, I don't know about you, but there's a couple of guys out there, and I don't have any of this in front of me. There's plenty of guys out there that are really getting into their top physical shape in their lives in their 30s and 40s. No, not all the guys are out there hitting the gym every day and, you know, getting shredded, but a lot of them are long distance runners. They're swimmers. They do go to the gym. They do take care of themselves. You look at my man, Coach Greg Adams. And, you know, coaches got some gray in the beard like I do. But, I mean, dude's a specimen. He works out. Big guy. If you haven't checked out Coach Greg Adams, check him out. And then if you look at someone and I just use these two examples because they're kind of in the Bachelor side of things here on YouTube. If you look at Donovan Sharp, man, he's no slouch either, right? He takes care of himself. So even as guys get into their later 30s, 40s, 50s in some cases, I don't know about you, but we know you lose about 1% of your muscle loss every year after the age of 40. So from 40 to 80, you're going to lose almost half of your muscle. Guys know this, and one of the good ways to keep yourself active and healthy and keep up the muscle is to work out. I'm not going to go down that road. That's not what this video is about. But older guys are mature because they will not make inappropriate jokes that will cause a fight. Since they have more dating experience, they understand the basics of what makes a woman tick, such as need for communication, romance, as well as physical and emotional needs. Older guys don't force their partners to hang out with friends who only go down shot after shot and displaying their unruly behavior at the club. Better yet, they are mature enough to understand that a proper date is defined by quiet evenings and interesting conversations. Guys are less governed by over-the-top emotions and childish behavior, which is very attractive to young women because it means they will waste less time in petty squabbles about inconsequential things with their partner. It's not just that, but clubs are loud. I mean, there was a day when I went clubbing with my friends, and we even joked around about this, about, man, I never want to be that old guy in a club being the try-hard guy. And at the time, I had a full head of hair. So we were having a great laugh about this. And this was with my best friend, Ed. And we hung out every day. As a matter of fact, we were roommates. We worked together. So we hung out constantly. And we were always joking around that, can you imagine how funny it'd be to have kind of the 70s stash going, have the horseshoe where you're bald up here and just the horseshoe, like the Leave It to Beaver 1950s horseshoe of hair, and being over there like, hi, how are you, young ladies? It's nice to meet you. Would you like to dance? You know, we made fun of it constantly. Now that we're actually that age, you realize you still don't want to be that guy, even if you don't look that and you're not that part. You don't want to be that guy in the club because clubs are for young people. It's too loud, it's too hectic, it's too hot, it's too expensive. It's just honestly no fun once you get a little bit older. What is fun is I still go to pool halls, I still go to a nice pub, try some really nice whiskeys or have some nice food where you can get to talk and get to know somebody a little bit better. They're confident, no doubts about that. And this is one of the things I say to you guys again, from the ages of 18 to 30, don't worry about the dating. It's hard to be, you can fake being confident, and you can be confident about some things, but as you age, you know more, and as you know more, you have more confidence, and as you have more confidence, that comes across, that shows in everything that you do. Having experienced life and taken time to understand themselves, older men tend to be more secure and confident than younger fellas. Their experience, spanning from financial, romantic, and intimate relationships, have made them more confident in their prowess. Financial freedom, romance antics, and conflict resolution, as opposed to a young guy who might resort to fooling around with a myriad of women to prove that he's macho, an older guy will instead focus on the needs of his partner, making sure they have the perfect bedroom chemistry and compatibility. Additionally, older men don't subject their partners with erratic personality issues since they're not rooted and are well aware of who they are and the direction they need to take their life. And this, again, this is not all, because there are definitely some guys that I know in their 30s, 40s, 50s that have some, they have some issues to work out. So this isn't universal. But again, the normal average guy has, as he gets a little bit older, has his has more life experience. You know, before I traveled, I gotta admit, my geography was awful. Yes, I knew where major countries were, but if you were to point on a map and say, tell me where Thailand is, or the Philippines are, or Denmark, or Finland versus, you know, Norway versus Sweden versus Finland, those kind of things I didn't know. You know, which is Ukraine versus Poland, I couldn't tell you. I've been there now. Not only can I tell you where the countries are, I can tell you, you know, which Flixbus I took and where a good place to stay in Berlin is, and the Patchwork Hostel in Poland and Warsaw is a great place and it's lots of fun, and so on and so forth. So it gives me a lot more confidence, a lot more things to talk about, a lot more experiences. And that proves to make you very interesting. So I agree with this, because as a young guy, you know, it was all about, man, I'm trying to get some, having a couple cold ones with the guys. And it was a fun time in my life. But going back there, I did the hooking up and having fun is pretty easy at that age. But if you do want to even get into a midterm, I don't do long term anymore, and I know you guys don't either. But if you want to get to a short to midterm relationship where you can get comfortable with someone, as your scan, checking them for red flags, right? As you're screening them for red flags, you have to have good conversations. These are the kind of things that you'll talk about: life experiences. What do you know? What do you do? Tell me about yourself. And that's where you can separate the girls from the women out of this. And that doesn't mean the age, because again, the 26-year-old I was dating was not a girl in any way, shape, or form. They understand chivalry. Yeah, we'll still offer our seat on the bus and so on and so forth. But a lot of that's gone away, because guys now can, and a lot of, I mean, you can open a door for a woman now and she'll say, I got it, I don't need your help. Or you try to help, they're trying to figure something out and you try to help them by explaining it to them, and they'll say you're mansplaining them. So I think chivalry is dead, honestly. Now, some women still say they want it. But again, you have to kind of play it out a little bit and figure out who you're dealing with, because the women that don't appreciate it are usually the girl power girls. You're not going to want to get involved with them anyway. They know how to give you gifts. We don't give gifts. We don't give gifts. Well, we can, but they're not going to be ones of money. Yeah, I give you the gift of my time, of spending time with me. That's gift enough. They do not have roommates. Correct, most of the time. Although I'd take a roommate on at my age, because again, if it was a friend and we had hobbies and stuff together, it gives you someone cool to hang out with, as long as the place is big enough. But usually you guys in your 30s, 40s, myself, whatever, you live alone, you've got your space all planned out, it's yours, you can keep it neat, you don't have a roommate interrupting when you're trying to watch a movie on the couch, doing a little Netflix chill, whatever. They say, as we've established, most young guys are still trying to find their financial footing, which means if they're not living in a small apartment, they share a big one with roommates. Sadly for their partners, this is a turnoff, although which lady is ready to start the seat down or toilet seat up discussion. Okay, whatever. They have more time for fun. Again, this is true too. You know, some of you younger guys, you got college, and then you've got maybe a part-time job to help you pay with that. Then you've got to study. You may have your own hobbies to take care of. Once you start working, you'll have a little bit more time. But if you're trying to get somewhere in life and try to better yourself and get ahead, being the first guy to show up to work, being the last one to leave, those things get you a long ways. Many of my bosses noticed my butt was in my seat before they showed up, and my butt was in my seat when they were leaving. And my work was good. Because of that, I usually got promoted before anybody else. Good work ethic, and a lot of it is show. You're showing a good work ethic. You show that you care. You show that you're dedicated. You might be an average worker with everybody else, but if you're the guy that acts like he cares the most and puts the most effort in, you'll usually get rewarded with that, or at least get more opportunities. That's where the 18 to 30, you know, year 18 to 30 years should be, is establishing yourself. Because I will tell you now, a very attractive guy has a lot of luck with women. but an average guy with average money or an average guy with no money does not have a lot of luck with women. An average guy with very good finances doesn't mean you have to spend it. It means that if you pick her up in a nice car, and again, I'm not saying this is necessarily for you, but just understand how the thinking is. Because myself, I drive a 2005 vehicle, so it's not like I'm pulling up in a Ferrari here, but my point being is that if you have the money to put a little bit of that into clothing, a little bit of that into a newer car that you keep clean and keep nice, if you are able to take her to somewhere that's nice, doesn't have to be expensive, it has to be nice, you present yourself, and it's how you present yourself. You know, perception is 99% of reality. So if you are perceived as being intelligent and funny and kind and dressed nicely, while you may think she's taking advantage of you, that's, you don't have to let her take advantage of you. You control the cards when it comes to this thing. So that means you can present yourself very well. And if you do so, you have control of the situation. You have control of the relationship. You have control of how things go. You never want to be at the control of somebody else because that doesn't do well for men. They have money and know how to spend it. Yes, but those that know how to spend it, have it. Those that have it, know not to spend it. So the guys that this is something that I think a lot of people don't understand, is you look at someone like Bill Gates. You look at someone like Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett still lives in the same house he's lived in for decades. It's a small place like out in Idaho or Iowa or someplace, even though the guy's worth billions. Right? He dresses in an old frumpy suit. You look at Bill Gates, he's walking around in jeans. You know, when Steve Jobs walks through the mall to check out the newest build of an Apple store, yes, he's got an entourage around him. But if you were to look at him, he was in a polo or a t-shirt, a pair of jeans, shoes. I mean, you know, it's not like that we walk around like the Mr. Money from Monopoly with a monocle in the top hat. So the people that look like money, the people that drive like they have money, like the expensive car, some of them may have it, but a lot of them are spending way too much to look like they have it. Most of the time when you meet someone that's very financially secure, you wouldn't know it to look at them. You wouldn't know it to talk to them necessarily, because a lot of them might say, oh, I'm a small business owner, or I own my own business. You know, some of the guys that I know have done very well for themselves are actually like, they're in construction. So they walk around in construction boots and torn blue jeans and an old t-shirt. And maybe they have 5 o'clock shadow on every day and their hands are rough looking. You say, ah, he's just a construction worker. He might own 4 construction companies. Or he might, there was a friend of mine, a friend of my family's when we were younger, whose entire family, they owned a construction company. The father was very, very successful, but he still worked every day. So, you know, again, we may have money and know how to spend it, but again, that is how you present yourself. It doesn't mean you have to. It just means you need to not embarrass her and look good. They're better communicators. I agree with that. Again, you know more and you know the nuances. You've had interactions at work. You've had interactions with people of both men and women. So you know how to navigate good communication easier, and you can read people, so you can tell when they're getting bored. You can tell when something interests them. You can read body language. You know, are they kind of turned away, like they want to leave, but they're turned towards you? Is their body facing yours? There's lots of different things you can read on that to learn how to understand when you're talking on a good subject versus a bad subject, so on and so forth. They're better at fooling around. Yeah, because if you think about it, if I've only had one partner a year from 15 to 45, that's 30, or yeah, that's 30 people. It's late, my math's not so good. That's 30, and that's only one partner a year. But what if you're a successful guy and maybe you're dating somebody maybe once or twice? You have a new partner once every 1 or 2 months. Doesn't sound very frequent until you figure out, well, that's 6 a year times 30 years, you're at 180. Now, I'm not saying that you're necessarily a captain player like that, but I'm saying that as you have more life experience under your belt, you understand what makes things tick a little bit better. They just get you, yeah, because we've kind of been there, seen there, done that. There's an unwritten rule about dating men who are at least 5 years older than you. Do you know why? Apparently, men below that age bracket will truly not get you. Basically, they're not mature enough to be on the same reasoning level as you. A man who's 5 years older plus and older will understand your goals, share the same vision, so on and so forth. While men your age will be occupied with talking about splurging money at the next concert, your older boo will help you find the best investment option in town. I mean, that's true. I mean, once you get, again, I think probably in my mid-30s, I did not try to impress women anymore at all about anything, because you just don't really care that much. You'll have a good conversation and you'll represent yourself well, but you're not trying to show off. I think that's one thing younger guys do, is they try to show off, because I did. I know all guys did it when I was in my 20s. You try to show off and present yourself a little bit better than you are, but it's try hard, and I think they can sense that. Older guy can understand the value of patience. They plan amazing dates. Yeah, again, when you have a little bit more dollar bills to rub together, you can plan some more amazing dates, but you can also know, at least for me, a lot of stuff that I've done is fun that I've done being single. For example, jumping on my motorcycle, going and hitting one of the back roads. But you can get some old back roads. There was one in North Carolina. I can't think of it off the top of my head. But where it's quiet, there's camping areas. You can take a tent with you, and there's some amazing views. But it really only costs gas and a little bit of food. So, yeah, I agree with that one. They have a clear sense of style. Again, if they want to. Yeah, I think they can. So, there you go. And that's pretty much everything in this article. But, from my experience, I can agree that I've never really dated someone around my age. It's almost always been younger. And again, it's not necessarily that, how old are you? Okay, you can go out with me. It's just, I find to be more attracted to the fun, vivacious, outgoing, energetic, and women at that age, whether it's in their 20s or their early 30s, or even sometimes younger 20s, seem to be drawn to guys because we're in our own place, and we've got our own goals, and we've established who we are and what we are and what we're about, and we don't pander to them. We don't try to impress them. We are. And if you want to be a part of that world, great, come along. And if you don't, then forget it. But I think younger guys aren't still established. And again, not saying that they don't date, but I was a younger guy. You're just not quite as cemented. You're just not quite as grounded. That can be an advantage in many ways. When I was younger, again, going out, I'd go out much more frequently. I had very good success in the very short-term dating, which is, maybe a couple of weeks. I had a nice assortment, and I didn't want to even get to know them, really. I didn't care. It was, again, just about the notches on the belt. But as you age a little bit and things slow down a little bit, then you start thinking maybe a little bit longer, like a couple of months to maybe 6 months. That's about, I think, the best range to date in. Because after that, you start getting into what's known as long-term and where are we and what are we talking about? What are we thinking about? What are we? And that's when, if you're not emotionally invested, usually she will become disinterested because they want more. Or that's when the butterflies go away, things fizzle out, and they decide to move on anyway because they found something new to play with. And of course, at that point, you could get your heart crushed, which is why we don't get emotionally involved. So guys, there you go. I think this was, this Vivian actually wrote a pretty good article, and I'm kind of impressed on theclever.com of why women like older men and why they love older men. And I think it's accurate. It at least seems to be accurate to me in almost every relationship I've had, that I think they like the control. Not controlling the relationship or controlling them, but control of your own life, control of the situation around you, the confidence, to be able to handle things, the having good ideas, to be able to make decisive decisions, to have the finances to follow through on some of those decisive decisions. So there you go. Guys, if you'd like to support my work, links are below. Thank you for those that have. I really appreciate it. As always, like, comment, share. Love to hear what you have to say. Don't forget to subscribe. Hit that notification button so you know when I put something new up. Because not everybody gets not always do my videos make it to the suggested pages. Lastly, don't forget to check out some of my older stuff, as none of it's timely, and that supports the channel as well. Guys, I'll leave it there. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. It's once you leave your 20s, and once you're in your 30s and your 40s, the game changes in favor of men. And dating young women is not a problem.